RadioMD.com. Listen, it's Health Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
There are a lot of reasons why you may be overeating. Sometimes it's mindless. Sometimes you're bored or you've had a really stressful day or you smell meat cooking or something and you just can't resist it, or you see on television a commercial for some food and right away you say, wow, that's what I just have to have. I mean, that's the whole point of those commercials. And some of them are very good at what they do. So instead of eating for nourishment, you're just substituting these emotions or things that are going on in your life for your eating habits. And my guest today is Sarah Joy Marsh. She is an author of the book Hunger, Hope, and Healing, A Yoga Approach to Reclaiming Your Relationship to Your Body and Food. Welcome to the show, Sarah Joy. So let's talk about that, because it's so interesting why people eat, but it's also that cycle. How can we listen to our bodies to really nourish them when we need to, and with what kinds of fuel we need to nourish them with?
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show. One of the first recommendations I make to people who are really agitated by food, and by agitated I mean might be afraid of certain foods, have good foods, bad foods, black and white relationships to food, binging, restricting, and so on. One of the first recommendations I make is to learn the practice of hydration, because water is relatively neutral, and you can start hydrating in small ways and redevelop a relationship that's respectful to your body. That relationship can translate to a relationship with food that's asking, am I hungry? Just like we might ask, am I thirsty? And for what am I actually hungry? Is it food, or is it connection, or is it creativity or spontaneity or relationship? And a whole host of other hungers.
Okay, so we have to really hydrate, that's for sure. I mean, that's just so important, really, and it does help to sort of relieve that, gives you something to do. What else can we do to stop those cravings that sometimes take us in way over to the dark side, where we eat things that we just afterwards say, oh, why did I do that?
Yeah, I have a process in my book called The Body Dashboard. Hydration is one of the things on that dashboard. And the second thing is actually raising your heart rate for a few minutes at a time, several times a day, so you can kind of clear the pipes, as it were, and re-ask yourself, am I tired, lonely, overwhelmed, anxious? Or did I just need some fresh air and a couple deep breaths? Am I actually hungry at this moment? And a second thing on that dashboard, or a third thing rather, is keeping your blood sugar balanced throughout the entire day. So yoga helps to balance blood sugar and brain chemistry, because it shifts us to the nervous system that does that on our behalf. But we also have to make sure that meals are spaced at a proper increment in the day, and we're not letting ourselves become so hungry, so tired, so depleted that anything looks like good, quick fix to our situation.
Okay, so give us more. Why did you call it the dashboard? Why did you call it the body dashboard?
Yeah, I think because when we're driving our car, we have a relatively neutral relationship to the dashboard. Like, does it need water in the radiator? Is it overheating? Do I need gas? How fast am I going? And that neutral relationship to the dashboard in the car could actually be translated as a relatively neutral and therefore more respectful relationship to the body. So there are seven things you check in with in the course of a day. One is hydration, raising your heart rate, blood sugar staying balanced, also getting outside and having a few minutes time in nature, having deep rest on a daily basis, like mental rest and physical rest, like what's your sleep hygiene, experiencing some time for what I call right brain activities. That means like art or mindfulness or gardening or considering the creative aspects of life. And so these things on the dashboard, if we tended to them every day, they would build our resilience and our sense of what I call personal buoyancy. It means your ability to float more often than sink. And I think of binging or those kinds of eating behaviors as when we're sinking, we're downward spiraling.
Makes a lot of sense. It really does. And I think that that's a great way for people to kind of, you know, connect it to themselves. So what else can we do to change that cycle, to change those habits? Because, I mean, really, the media is so powerful. And the smells, if you happen to live in the city or you know, something, you smell these things and right away you have to have them. How do you turn those off?
Yeah, well, of course, as you know, in your work, and I know in mine, watching that the senses in the body are so powerful. The senses are there to promote us, to take action. So we smell something, we want to act on it. We see something, we want to act on it. We hear something, we want to act on it. So if I, when I practice yoga and when I teach yoga to my students, I recommend retraining your senses to slow down and actually appreciate what would be more elegant or intelligent or kind. What's more nurturing to your body, smelling and then reacting, or smelling and savoring and making a decision based on your actual needs? So we're practicing that on the yoga mat before we practice it walking down the street where the restaurants are.
Well, that's a good, that's a really good way to do it. You practice it first, and you know, and then you walk. I mean, it's like anything else that you're trying to break a habit of. I think you want to probably, you know, try it out, and then you see if you can try it out where there's more temptation. You know, whether you're an alcoholic and you're going, now you're going to attend a party where you know people will be drinking. Can you do that? Can you go to that party and not have a drink? So can you walk down the street and not stop and get those French fries that are smelling so, so amazing? You know, so I know that that is really what's so hard. How do we know what our bodies need really to nourish us? I mean, we hear so, we do so many shows here about nutrition, Sarah Joy, but how do you know what your body needs at that given time, nourishment-wise?
Well, really the process of slowing down the mind to help slow down the brain, to help slow down the reactivity, because the parts of the brain that are reacting, that is the reptilian brain and the limbic brain, reacting to smell and to perceived threat or overwhelm, they are very, very fast fire reactors. And the part of the brain, the neocortex, that can do a slower processing needs to be developed. So mindfulness and yoga practices do that. They slow down how we think, how we feel, how we respond, and they give us more internal leadership over the parts of the brain that react. So in that slowing down, you start hearing, what would it mean to actually nourish, to respect, to act from love and kindness towards the body? And we also have better chance at having perspective. Like, if I eat that, am I going to binge on it? Am I going to regret it so deeply that I shame myself for it and start a cycle of deprivation and reward all over again?
Well, that is exactly what happens. And in just the last minute here, you know, we've got about a minute and a half. Give your best advice for breaking that cycle, that body dashboard, for really not giving in to those cravings and respecting ourselves. Give your best advice and some tips that people can take right now, today, and do.
Yeah, well, I'm a yoga therapist, so my best advice is going to include yoga. But I have a specific way that people ought to approach the yoga practice. And that is really fundamentally to develop a relationship of compassion and nurturance towards yourself. So if you're on your yoga mat thinking the same thoughts you think about food and body image, you're reinforcing those thoughts. If you're on your yoga mat with a teacher who can help you to see yourself more beautifully, more completely, more wholly, you're likely to change your thoughts and therefore change your relationship to your body and food.
Well, it is certainly great advice, and it's a wonderful way to put it as well. The book is Hunger, Hope, and Healing, A Yoga Approach to Reclaiming Your Relationship to Your Body and Food. And remember, if you missed any of the great information that we give here at Radio MD, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go to RadioMD.com. Scroll around, learn something with us. We have so many great shows. We do shows for the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American College of Sports Medicine and the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. And these are all wonderful organizations, and we have so many great healthcare professionals. So share these shows with your friends. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and all those kinds of things. This is Melanie Cole having so much fun with you here today. Stay well and stay tuned.